Blog Talk Radio.
are listening now live and in archive to the Divine Friend, Pan-African spiritualist, practitioner, author, and advisor, Hudu Obeya Bokor, sharing with you an all-day spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary from a Pan-African Hudu world spiritualist perspective, understanding that all is indeed a blessing. If you can just see beyond the veil, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, affirmation, reverberation, my reiteration, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, my teaching, my walk, and my work along this divine life path and journey. It is indeed how I, Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors, understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny. And I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is. Ashe. Today is Tuesday, May 31st, 2011, and I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, quantum universally, from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Tai in Mecca, in the legendary, historic, beautiful, enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this spiritualist who do obey a life path and journey, passing down the obeying stick, along with the healing, life-giving knowledge of the herbs, roots, plants, ritual, and minerals. So do join me here live now, each and every day, at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time, here on Blog Talk Radio. My listen-in and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address you as time and spirit do allow. So please do be patient with me. The divine creators are not through with me yet. My website, where I can be reached utilizing various means virtually 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, operating at 360 degrees of well-documented divine revelation and manifestation, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where I specialize in doing battle, difficult and blocked situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in resolve. And please do recognize the many qualified ministers, spiritualists, psychics, astrologers, numerologists, evangelists, ministers, healers, who can be found via my virtual temple group, beginning at the center of the first page of my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. And there you will find my House of the Divine Prince key group, We are true friends, divine intervention, divine joy and prosperity, divine love and relationship, divine manifestation, divine revelations, and guiding voices of divination. And we greatly appreciate your continued support by way of the King's Chamber and the Queen's Chamber, respectfully. Within the Queen's Chamber, you will find featured many powerful women in the business of healing, spirituality, religion, as well as Pan-African products 24 hours a day. There you will find featured Goddess Mother Orisha, Super Queen, the Solution. You will also find the Goddess Queen UK, Goddess Palace, Universal Aquaman, Keeping Excellence Sacred, guiding you back to you in a multitude of ways. There you also find the Queen's Chamber of my website, Mincy Anuket Astrology, Master Astrologer, hosting Temple Radio. Mincy Anuket is an old soul that has come here to return the consciousness of spiritual beings throughout the universe by way of Master Astrology. You can find her within the Queen's Chamber of my website via her Blog Talk Radio archive player. There you will find the powerful truth terrorist, Queen Ifama, serving nothing but the butt naked truth via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website, where she is also featured with her original handcrafted African jewelry and product. So please do visit the Queen Ifama and enjoy her broadcast by visiting the Queen's Chamber of my website, where you will find Gogo Nana Alana Omare, Goddess Love Life, and her Blog Talk Radio archive player, my very special sister priestess and an authentic Sangoma mother of many nations, Oshun Priestess Gogo Nana Alana Omare, transferring lives one drumbeat at a time via her Blog Talk Radio archive player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. Here you will find featured Sister Abinah in the Recovery Room, Racism Non-Anonymous, teaching the concepts, principles, and practices of a revolutionary 12-step program designed with the African in mind. And you will find her archive radio player in the Queen's Chamber of my website. There you will find community member priestess in her own right and angelic soap proprietor featuring real handcrafted soap with finest vegetable oils and other high quality ingredients to assure a gentle cleansing, rich, low moisturizing lather. Utilizing fair trade base oils and butters to include raw and organic unrefined West African shea and African cocoa butter, also specializing in special ritual cleansing baths and products. So do please visit and click on the link for Angelic Soap in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And remember to activate your HTP House of the Divine Prince 15 code for an automatic 15% reduction off price. And the code is only good for followers of the House of the Divine Prince, Thai Mecca, Thai Potions, and Voodoo Central via this link in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And do remember to mention that code at checkout point with Teresa of Angelic Soap. Also find featured in the Queen's Chamber of my website, Queen Felice Akushua, experienced Nubian jewels of African-inspired and Egyptian-inspired cultural bazaar, with essentials ranging from hair jewels and body adornment to interior decor for a totally accessorized lifestyle at one convenient location located in the Queen's Chamber of my website. And know you can continue to find in the King's Chamber of my website the Reverend Majadi Baruti, the Roof Garden and Uja Temple Ministries, teaching the worship of the African goddess, an evangelistic effort at promoting respect, worship, reverence for the sacred African feminine and her divine presence among people of African descent. hosted by the Reverend Majai Ibarusi and Susan Mitchell. Give thanks via their Block Talk Radio archive player in the King's Chamber of my website. There you will also find Temple of the Enlightened Mind, spirituality with emphasis on raising your level of consciousness, featuring Big Steve in Southern California and his archive radio player in the King's Chamber of my website. Note that Han Four Kappa Man has moved the URL link location. There is a change of address card in place, if you will, if you click the link as it is now presently in the King's Chamber, but I still need to go in there and redirect that link for your convenience to the new site. So continue to show your support and interest in Han Four Kappa Men, which was an initiative designed from within our members in order to gather as much information about the Pan-African experience of the voodoo religion and culture via written audio, images, and video material. And we hope that you would find much information to help you better understand the voodoo tradition, lifestyle, and culture, as well as the religion and the foundations of religion by way of Han Four Kappa Men. And again, I will be correcting that link shortly. I should be able to do it today. And again, we want to be reminded that I've added two new pages, two new central photos, which will be a location where I will be adding more photos from within the ministry as well as within the community local to New Orleans, as well as Congo Square, New Orleans, which is a new and events page which will be specific to Congo Square and our Congo Square activities, but will also cover some grassroots organizing and events, New York, New Orleans City, worldwide, if you will. It will cover Congo Square as well as other city events, to include Ashe Center, which I will give you their contact information as we move forward with my sponsors. So again, I greatly appreciate your continued support and attention to my website at www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Do be reminded that I have all sorts of books, CDs, DVDs. I'm even featuring Freddie Evans Williams' new book, Congo Square, for $13 in the second page of my website. You will find my mother's book, my sister's book, my family's book, and many books that will help you to better grasp and understand not just voodoo, hoodoo, and Hebea, but the traditions of ATR, Ifa, Yoruba, Santeria, Lokomi, Palo, the world over. So continue to support by supporting the second page of my website, as well as the powerful voices featured in the King and Queen's Chamber of our website. Indeed, we do give thanks. I want to show humble greetings and respect for each and every one of you present with me now, live in the chat. I'm into astrology. We bow humbly to you in divine namaste. All of our special guests, Hakima, divine peace and love, Queen Enchantress, divine wisdom and understanding, Subhana, divine unity and community, and all those who join us frequently and infrequently throughout the 3-hour program here on Blog Talk Radio. We also show great respect for those who are always present with us on the phone lines. Area code 314 is present, 212 is present, 301 is present, 773 is present, and of course 504 is present. So we give you great honor and due reverence for your continued support by way of listening. 5 minutes, an hour, the whole show. We greatly appreciate any time that each and every one of you take out of your daily schedule to be here with us and share and exchange power, energy, information, healing within this square circle of God. And God, we invite you to call in at area code 347-215-8967. do remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and we will address you momentarily as time and spirit do allow. We do have a few lines still left open on our phone, so be free to get your call in. I will be forward with more of the Divine Prince live and in archive with the House of the Divine Prince by Oceans and Hoodoo Central, featuring the Power Lunch at 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time each and every day here on Blog Talk Radio, broadcasting live and always in archive at your convenience from this historic, legendary, evolutionary, revolutionary city of New Orleans, Louisiana. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Asai, bila bila, nda vashi kwe shida. Non gon mauvais tato, marele, non gon mauvais tato.
Bila lo.
Oh,
We give thanks, for indeed all is truly a blessing. We humbly welcome each and every one of you who is present here with us live, as well as in our remote, via our remote iRadio players. We are most certainly appreciative of your divine being and presence here with us each and every day at high noon for the Power Lunch with the Divine Prince, live and in archive from New Orleans, Louisiana. Your Nemesis 108, we indeed welcome you here with us today. Susanna, Queen Enchantress, Hakima, special guest, Goddess Mother Varisha, Minty Astrology, and all those who are listening, seen and unseen. Remember, our live listening and call-in number is area code 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad, and I will be addressing you here momentarily. I want to show support and reverence, as always, for those who continue to show support and reverence for us. Our first sponsor is Treme Villa, New Orleans African American Museum, located at 1418 Governor Nichols Street here in the beautiful, legendary New Orleans. Again, that's Treme Villa, New Orleans African American Museum, 1418 Governor Nichols Street, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70116. Their website is www.noaam.org. Again, it's www.noaam.org. Treme Villa, New Orleans African American Museum. We continue to show our support for Garden District Shoe Repair, 3511 Magazine Street. Again, Garden District Shoe Repair, 3511 Magazine Street, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70115, where they not only do shoe repair, but they also do leather repair. All types of dyeing, rock, port, resold, orthopedic service while you wait. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Saturdays from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Mr. Jimmy Holmes is the proprietor. Garden District Shoe Repair, 3511 Magazine Street in the Uptown section of New Orleans, Louisiana. We also want to continue to support F&F Spiritual Church Supplies. F&F Spiritual Church Supplies, proprietor is Felix Figueroa at F&F Spiritual Church Supply, located at 801 North Broad Street, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70119. His phone number is area code 504-482-5400, where you can order or come in locally and purchase sprays, incense, talismans, floor wash, roots, herbs, baths, oils, waters, candles, statues, perfumes, and always goes Ifa, Santeria, Lakomi, Palo, hoodoo implements, and supplies. So we do continue to support Felix Figueroa, F&F Incorporated Spiritual Church Supply. We also continue to support Priestess Miriam Shimani, founder and Queen Mother, one of my favorite New Orleanians, here operating the Voodoo Spiritual Temple and Cultural Center. One of our faithful supporters, Priestess Miriam Shimani, Voodoo Spiritual Temple and Cultural Center, located at 828 North Rampart Street, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70116. Their website is www.voodoospiritualtemple.org, and they are located in the legendary and most haunted French Quarter of New Orleans, Louisiana. Priestess Miriam Shimani, Voodoo Spiritual Temple and Cultural Center. Okay, I'm getting word that we're having problems with the audio. So I need all of those who are present live in the chat, if you can hear me. Okay, I'm not having any indication on my end that there's anything wrong at all. But no one is getting sound. That's very interesting. Okay. Let me put in a request and see what happens here with Blog Talk Radio. And I will be with you momentarily. Let me see if I can do music.
Hey, Eli Maestro, me have to come back again with a new style. Le. Hey.
Yawo mi. Every time I see you, I just fall in love. Titi, yawo mi. Every time I see you, I just fall in love. He do me. Hey. Like say, I don't take a low. He do me. Hey. Like say, I don't take a low. Early man, they give you the reason. Your love, they give me the season. This time, na so wahala. Baby girl, they give me the fever. Baby girl, can I have your number so that we can sit close together? Make us feel you. Make you feel me. Why, dance. At the club, hey. Baby girl, can I have your number? Come on, show catch up for me. Yawo me. Yawo me. Every time I see you, I dey fall in love. It do me. Hey. Like say I don't dey go low. It do me. Hey. Like say I don't dey go low. Maja yori mi. I'm a so bad. Got your dad look. Yawo mi. Every time I see you, I just fall in love. You see, yawo mi. Every time I see you, I just fall in love. It do me. Hey. Like say, I don't get go low.
divine peace and blessing. I am not clear at what point I lost sound, but I appreciate each and every one of you being present here with us in this squared circle of gods and goddesses in divine serenity and tranquility, and I greatly appreciate your patience, your diligence, and your commitment to continued support and listening of this broadcast in the face of any challenge or challenger. And for that, I am truly humbled by each and every one of you in your combined as well as individual efforts. I would like to remind you, if you haven't already done so, to click follow on the Blog Talk Radio show page as well as my main Blog Talk Radio profile. I show great appreciation for those of you who continue to click like daily on the Facebook like button, who continue to tweet me. Some people are tweeting me 3 or 4 times a day. I greatly appreciate your efforts, as well as those who are utilizing the share this button, which does give you access to some 335 social networking and blogging sites for which you can share the show, share your experience. And we, again, most certainly appreciate all of your efforts, continued efforts in doing so. Also, we appreciate your continued support by clicking and at least investigating the advertisements as they are placed on the show page. They do support corporate interests. They also support Blog Talk Radio, but they also support us and assist us in keeping this broadcast live on air with you every day. Understand there's sometimes an assumption of free on the internet, but nothing is truly free on the internet. Indeed, we do pay a fee and a premium to be here with you every day and broadcast. This is a part of my job. This is part of my ministry, my vocation. But I would not be able to do so and to continue to move forward in doing so without the efforts that you all have clearly been demonstrating and continue to commit to demonstrating. And for that, I'm truly honored. There are those who actually go to PayPal and send a donation every week. There are those who use MoneyGram and Western Union and call me on Keen and Facebook. And we're humbled by that, greatly humbled by it and appreciative. And again, we would not be able to be present and do what we do here with you and be able to afford all this technology and all of these sites without each and every one of your continued presence, effort, resources, referrals, and donations. And for that, I'm truly honored and indeed grateful. Remember, our live listening and calling number is area code 347-215-8967. 347-215-8967. If you have a question, comment, or request, do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will be more than happy to address you as we move forward. Continuing with our sponsors, we left off with Priestess Miriam of Voodoo Spiritual Temple at www.voodoospiritualtemple.org. We want to move forward with Ndaye and King and Queen Emporium International, located at 2500 Bayou Road at North Virgin Wall Street. Their website is www.kingandqueenemporium.com, where you will find body oil and incense, burning oil, candles, resin, charcoal, shea butter, black soap, head-to-toe body glaze, shea souffle buttercream, handcrafted jewelry, Bob Marley t-shirt, cap, hat, posters, and cultural items, CDs and DVDs, all located at www.kingandqueenemporium.com in the 7th Ward, New Orleans, Louisiana. Please do let them know that you were referred and introduced by the Divine Prince and the Power Lunch here on Block Talk Radio. We want to also acknowledge Steward of Stu Art. His website is www.goldmed.com, www.goldmedz.com, where he offers customization, signs, fashion, film, bikes, and murals. And he has a really, really interesting site. So please visit and support www.goldmedz.com. Steward at Stu Art. We continue to show our support for Ashe Cultural Center. Ashe Cultural Center located at 1712 Aretha Castle Haley Boulevard here in New Orleans, Louisiana, 70113. Over 10 years of using art and culture to support community development by creating, presenting, and supporting African and African American art, artists, and cultural, and breaking cultural barriers. The co-owner and executive director, Carol Bebele, offers her greetings and salutations. Their website is www.asheculturalcenter.org. And it's actually www.ashecac.org, Ashe Cultural Arts Center. org. We want to continue to support my favorite crystal mineral gem, precious stone fossil retailer, Joy Guhar Sakur of Earth Odyssey, EarthOdysseyNola.com. Again, her website is www.EarthOdysseyNola.com. Please take the time to visit her site, a powerful source for unique jewelry, minerals, fossils, and beads. We continue to support my extended community by way of Gallery Cayenne. Gallery Cayenne, located at 702 Decatur Street, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70116 in the historic French Quarter. Its own and the proprietor is Marcus Akinlana. Marcus Akinlana, also a Yoruba practitioner and priest. His website is www.akinlana.net, www.akinlana.net. Powerful, powerful artist who does murals, wearable art, glassware, etc. There is a video on both my YouTube Voodoo Tie, as well as my YouTube Divine Prince. Also my Facebook, www.facebook.com/TheDivinePrince. You will find a video of Marcus Akinlana performing with us in Congo Square last weekend, where he actually body painted Monica McIntyre during our weekly Congo Square ritual and event, and you will find videos of that all over my Facebook, YouTube, so please take the time, also in the Congo Square page of my website. So do take the time, the effort to show your support for Marcus Akinlana, Gallery Cayenne, fine art by Marcus Akinlana, murals, wearable art, glassware, etc. His website, www.akinlana.net, A-K-I-N-L-A-N-A. He is featuring now Shakur, fine art by artist Shakur, originals, prints, murals, portraits, home decor. And Shakur's website is www.shakorart.com, shakurart.com. We continue to support Sula, Oshun Ede, and Ndaye of Zion Trinity. Songwriters, performers, dancers, spiritualists, healers who sing in the genres of reggae, jazz, funk, as well as traditional African ritual music. Their website is www.ZionTrinityBand.com. They're also featured at www.youtube.com/ZionTrinity. And we continue to show our support for International Arts Foundation at www.internationalartsfoundation, featuring Bambula 2000, Baba Luther Gray, and many others who are active in the arts community here local to New Orleans. So we continue to show them support. And, of course, I, as always, invite you to be a part of our ancestral ritual, drumming, dancing, singing and chanting, libation pouring, celebratory, ceremonial cleansing, offering, grassroots healing, community gathering each and every Sunday afternoon here in the beautiful, historic, legendary, enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana, in Congo Square. We also, after our gathering from 2 to 4 p.m., we tend to like to eat at Golden Feather Mardi Gras Indian Gallery and African Cuisine. Proprietor there is Brother Shaka, located right across the street from Congo Square at 704 North Rampart Street, New Orleans, Louisiana. Congo Square, Armstrong Park, French Quarter area. So we greatly appreciate these community members, these activists, these participants of keeping life and culture and history moving forward here in this beautiful, historic, legendary city of New Orleans, Louisiana. And we are indeed supportive of those who support us. All is indeed a blessing. Again, I am humbled by each and every one of your divine being and presence here with us in this meeting of gods and goddesses, this coming together of great power, force, magic, Ashe ritual for the power luncheon today at high noon U.S. Central Standard Time. Amenti astrology, goddess, mother Marisha, Hakima, queen enchantress, Susanna, your nemesis 108, those who are present with me now on the phone line, as well as those who are listening via the remote archive radio player on Facebook, MySpace, Multiply, High Five, some 335-odd social networking sites. We most certainly appreciate your continued support, your continued submission to allow the spirit to call you here, to share with us, to gift us, but to also receive result-oriented understanding, teaching, culture, ritual, and practice within this ceremony. As we move forward this May 31st, 2011, sharing a sun in Gemini in the 10th house, a moon in Taurus in the 9th house, Mercury in Taurus in the 9th house, Venus in Taurus in the 9th house, Mars in Taurus in the 9th house, Jupiter in Aries in the 8th house, Saturn in Libra in the 2nd house, Uranus in Aries in the 8th house, Neptune in Pisces in the 7th house, and Pluto in Capricorn in the 5th house. A great deal of strong, aggressive, empowering energy is present via the sign of Taurus. But we're also getting a great deal of that ninth house energy, which I suggested to you in the past days, is strongly influencing prophecy. But speaking of spirit, it's the time for connecting to spirit, hearing the voice, the vibration, the call of spirit clearly and effectively, and then manifesting that, excuse me, in any endeavor, making it a part of your now and present demonstration. In my prayer time, in my ritual time, my meditation is time that I listen. Meditation is another word for listening, being still, centering. We revolve in this particular seasonal, spherical, earth plane dimension at various velocities, various speeds, yet all things move. And every now and then things collide, things crash, things transform, become a part of, come apart, separate, remix, reemerge, recreate. And as we move forward into June, we will find an influx of a more creative energy. And with that energy will come challenge. Understand, we will never be free of challenge. We will never be free of the challenger. It is the very nature of this earth plane dimension for which we inhabit, and many are ill prepared to navigate. So take this time to connect with spirit, to hear, decipher, translate, interpret, separate the voice of spirit from all the other voices. I'm not talking crazy. It's natural that we all hear voices. You hear the voice of your parents, your guardians, your siblings. You hear the voices from the past. You hear voices speaking to you from the future. We all do. However, we've been separated from our understanding, our inner standing, if you will, of the spirit realm and our connection to the spirit realm. So some of you have blinded eyes and blocked ears. And indeed, all the world religions talk about having an eye to see and an ear to hear what spirit speaks to us. And spirit speaks in a soft, still voice. Spirit is not going to compete with you. It's not going to challenge your ego. It's not going to shout you down. Spirit will sit within you. Some religious paths call that conviction. Conviction is the ability to have a sense of correction, sense of rebalancing from within. It is that very moment, that very energy, that very presence of awareness. Just as an example, some of you are walking a spiritual path and you know you need to give up certain things, certain habits. And when we're operating carnally, operating in our flesh, we don't hear the signals. We don't hear the signs. That's why we have obesity. That's why we have addiction of various types, gambling, drugs, alcohol, cigarettes. Because when we're not in tune, when we're not in balance, very easy for us to not hear the voice of God, to not hear the signals, to not hear our body talking to us. Some religious folks call that being given over, if you will, to a reprobate mind. Reprobate mind is a little more intense than that, though. The reprobate mind is one who has decided that there is no knowledge greater than self. there is nothing greater than self. And all outside of that is somehow separate from and reduced to a minimal in priority. This is at the seat of Western culture, a sense of me, a sense of mine, absent from its eternal connection to other things, other people, other places. This is the gateway to understanding gritting this life, this divine manifestation, if you will, is but a series of overlaid grids, energy grids, electrical grids, light grids of various type, ultraviolet light grids in various forms of patterned energy that build upon each other to create and recreate our present reality. My favorite dictionary source is www.thefreedictionary.com. www.thefreedictionary.com. And they, / gritting, suggest that gritting is a network of horizontal and vertical lines superimposed over a map building for locating points. But it's also given a definition in terms of fine art, visual art, architecture, engineering, electrical work, mathematics, measurement, sports even, life science, and applied application. But when I speak of gritting, we are talking about quantum metaphysics, which I believe to be the ultimate marrying of spirit and science. Some of us are locked into the dimension of absolutes when it comes to religion, spirituality, and science. And we sort of see them as separate and autonomous from each other. And just because science cannot prove God, cannot prove spirituality, cannot prove ghosts, cannot prove faith healing, we have centuries of evidence, thousands of years of evidence, of cultural awareness and belief in the forces, the grid points, if you will, that exist. The Mayans had this understanding, the Kemetans, the Egyptians had this understanding, the Aztecs had this understanding. All over the world can be found pyramids and mounds and stone circles and all forms of divine math and geometry, which strongly suggests an innate awareness. Ancient innate awareness of grid, the presence of energy patterns horizontally and vertically, which intersect at certain points of our lives and our existence, that help us to create a framework for which we build our reality, our manifestation of reality that we co-share here on Mother, Father, Earth. So I'm going to take just a brief break. I'm going to come back with more on gritting and the House of the Divine Prince live and in archive here with you on Blog Talk Radio. I have a few other topics I want to talk about. Excuse me. I'm still waiting on an update from Baba Luther on the powerful events that will be happening every Sunday in Congo Square in the month of June, to include some very special celebrity guests who will be present with us. One of those guests is actually coming from West Africa to drum with us and share with us in the ritual ceremony we have weekly at Congo Square. So we indeed invite each and every one of you to be present, to participate And those of you who are not local can always participate by way of YouTube/Divine Prince, YouTube/Voodoo Tide, and also by befriending me on Facebook at facebook.com/The Divine Prince. I will be forward momentarily. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Thank you.
a war of good and evil, a war of light and darkness. But there are so many gray areas that many of us are looking, overlooking. Indeed, we make mistakes, we learn, we process, we have quirks. That's not being given over to a rest or base mind. We might be resistant. We might have denial issues. We might have some issues with trust that make learning new things, accepting new realities difficult for us. But there's a place that far too many of us are allowing ourselves to be taken. And I personally believe it is under the direct direction and influence of the negative forces, the demonic forces, if you will, that would cause people to find themselves in the state of having a reprobate mind. It is a point of which we, and I've seen this a lot, unfortunately, with what I call the armchair revolutionary, who indeed have very limited understanding of what true revolution is. It's a fashion for them, a trend. It's an outer coat, if you will, that they wear without any full understanding, any full platform or foundation of knowledge of which to take a position and move forward. So what happens is you realize your life is incomplete. And you make a change, well, which is great. You're introduced to books you've never been introduced before, to prophets and people who you've never heard of before, and your eyes are open. But in that process of your eyes being open to spirit, and many of you are resisting this next step, your eyes also become open to what is not in balance. So it is a part of the natural evolutionary spiritual process to come to a point of enlightenment. And then to find yourself uncomfortable being here, feeling like an alien, feeling like a foreigner, feeling like you don't fit in. But your eyes are now opening. You have some level of awareness that people around you do not have. And indeed, this is true. But what happens is we don't work through that. We don't continue to evolve and move beyond those nine gates that the ancient Egyptian religion described just to get to the underworld, just to get to the spirit realm. We had to pass through all of these tricks, all of these barriers, challenges to gaining consciousness. And then we sort of get stuck in a place of anger, of dissatisfaction, and not move forward to the next level, which is actively making a change, actively moving beyond ego-based feeling and emotion, and becoming proactive ritually, spiritually, ceremonially in your world, your life, your reality, and that of those around you. It truly requires seeing beyond the veil. It truly requires having your blinders removed, having your third eye open. And we sort of talk about that and toss that around and make it a source of conversation, but we are very limited often in our true understanding of that and what that is and how that will manifest. We all know many. We have them around us who have settled in on their viewpoint, settled in on their religious aspect, their cultural aspect, their political belief system, if you will. So much so that they have been cemented to the ground and unable to evolve, to move forward, to perhaps see what is hidden from them. And there's a certain vanity in assuming that things may still be a mystery to you, that things may still be hidden from you as you gain this level of knowledge. There's an old powerful saying that as we gain consciousness and develop wisdom and understanding, you truly understand how little you really know. The more you know, the more you realize what you really don't know. And it's a testament to staying humble, staying open to allowing the divine creators to instruct you, address you, and their emissaries to minister to you. We get to a place of standing on the Word of God, standing on the Bible, standing on the Odu, standing on the Quran, standing on the teaching of this prophet, that prophet, to a point that we begin to make the prophet, the book, the tool and idol. And you become distant from, cut off from, hearing the voice of God, the voice of Spirit. Many have made that change, have given up certain meat, have changed their diet, have changed how they live, have changed who they associate with, and it sort of focuses so much on the science that you lose track of Spirit. Again, the divine creator speak in his thoughts, in his voice. They're not going to, they will challenge our ego, but they're not going to compete with it. And when we stand up, chest puffed up and puffed out, with a certain sense of ego and our understanding, you've truly been tricked off the path. A friend of mine and I had this encounter in the past recent days where we go into Facebook and we see a picture, we see a title, we see an energy, we see a look, we click like. I said, hey, wait a minute, did you really read that post? And of course, you know, as many of us do, they kind of glanced over. I said, no, you need to go back and read that post. And then they realized that they, you know, gave the appearance of agreement to something that they had no agreement with whatsoever. And I use that as an example of how easy we are tricked in this illusionary world. That is why you need to understand the spirit realm is more real, more evident, more tangible, more advantageous, more pertinent than anything we think we have come to rely on and depend on and become committed to and addicted to in this material, physical realm. Indeed, if you don't have control of your mind, your spirit, its absorption, its manifestation, its projection, all else is just vanity, just ego. It's just an illusion of what truly is. For some of you, it has become a delusion of what truly is. And that's the gateway into being given into a reprobate mind. Okay, caller, I see you in 718. Give me a free hand here. I believe that's Master Astrologer Aminti on the cat. Divine peace and blessings.
Yes, divine peace and blessings. It is me. I didn't want to interrupt your presentation. I was actually going to wait till your presentation was over to speak.
Well, all is indeed a blessing. You had your hand raised. I thought maybe you had a question or something.
I just wanted to share. I mean, I know I shared it with you, but I wanted to share with everyone else too that I did a 9-day ritual for. A little situation over here and a situation with my neighbors, as we talked about, and it worked. It actually really worked.
I'm very glad to hear that. And indeed, we are a result-oriented community, so I'm really happy to hear that.
Yep, and, you know, like I said, you know, word is that the woman is actually talking to another guy, you know, I don't know if she's talking to both of them. That's personal. But, you know, I don't think I did that. But I'm just saying, you know, I'm just glad I don't have to hear the bickering and I don't have to hear it. I see them. Well, I see her more than him. But I just, it's just no bickering. I don't even see them together. So, you know, and let me make it clear, it was not an intention to break them up. That was not a part of the ritual. It was just to, you know, calm it down over there. Just calm it down.
I understand. And again, we indeed appreciate your call and sharing that revelation with us. It kind of reminds me of an idea that I've been having to sort of include more of what the church folk call a testimonial. Earlier in the show, where people would indeed share, as you have done, call in and let us know just exactly what is going on in your life and where spirit is moving for you, where the deities are operating for you. So we truly appreciate, indeed, that call. I have you muted again, so I'll come back to you in a minute if you did want to have more to say. And to use, you know, as a example, a framework, what Amenti just offered, we all have things in our lives that have to be addressed, that have to be confronted. And any good doctor, any good healer, any good spiritualist, therapist, counselor, minister is going to first accept your request. Then they're going to look into the symptom of the request. What are you experiencing? What has come, you know, brought you to the point of thinking, believing you need some help, and figuring out exactly where that help is, and then going after it. There are many, though, that I am hearing from, a mentee's hearing from, Goddess Mother Orisha's hearing from, many practitioners who are hearing from who are experiencing blocks of some sort right now. This seems to be a great time for blocks, and I think that is just the illusion of really what is happening. And as I said, that ninth house energy is really bringing in strong prophetic vibrations. And many of us, if not all of us, have things in our lives that are hidden, that are a mystery still, that are a secret that need to be uncovered, that affect us at some level and ultimately manifest in our manifestation or lack thereof, but indeed in our demonstration, if you will. So we must begin to get back to the source of things by first going within. Who am I? What am I? What is my goal? What is my purpose? What is my true focus? And then examine, what am I drawing to me right now? And if you cannot look at those questions with a sense of security, foundation upon which you move forward, then you need to call me. You need to allow me or anyone in my virtual temple groups to assist you in bringing some clarity and some organization to your ultimate demonstration. A hard lesson, a hard challenge for me to grasp, particularly in my 20s, just as you're getting ready to turn 30, was the acceptance that there were many things in my life that I had sort of given other people, places, or things credit for making bad for me, making negative for me. And a part of growing up as a person, as a spiritual-minded, conscious individual, is to begin to accept responsibility for those things which we create and recreate within our reality. So you might say, well, you know, I'm not asking to be use. I'm not asking to keep getting these jacked up jobs. I'm not asking to keep ending up with these bad relationships. But the mature spirit understands the power of our ability to co-create and recreate our divine reality. And at some point, the third time, the fourth time, some of y'all take a lot of time before you begin to really understand and open up to the possibility that, okay, I might need to make some adjustments with me. Doesn't make you a bad person. Sometimes, depending on the scenario, it doesn't necessarily make the other person, place, or thing bad. People are truly authentic in their demonstration. I don't care where their level of consciousness is. You will act out only that which you truly most believe and understand, particularly when you're caught off guard, particularly when you're under stress, particularly when you think nobody's looking. Who you truly are comes to the surface. And indeed, we must be willing to face the challenges within and without that assist us in becoming more godlike, that assist us in manifesting our true power, our true ability to create and recreate as co-creators with the divine creators here within this physical earth plane realm. I'm having an experience here lately, and a few others within this group are, particularly with men coming and being aggressive, extremely aggressive, under the misguidance that they're making some type of, I'm not even sure they're even focused in on the result of my action, the result of my energy, what will ultimately be the manifestation of my demonstration. Oh, we say we're promoting this religion or this path or the other path, but your demonstration speaks louder than anything. We can fix our mouths to say anything, to learn any language, to speak any jargon that goes along with, you know, any particular movement. But what you really believe comes out in your behavior, in your manifestation, in your demonstration. I'm always surprised that the brother and sister, but it seems to be real common right now with the brother, the first contact, the first approach is heated and it's negative. Even in the face of something simple. Many of you know I do my coffee club in the morning. The coffee club sort of created itself. No one decided, okay, we're going to do this thing and this is what it's going to be. It just was. I'm a coffee drinker. I like coffee. And I started posting coffee pictures in the morning, and it sort of became an opportunity for people to meet and greet and come together on a daily basis. Indeed, some of you think it's about coffee, and it's not about coffee. And it's clear in your response. We had a brother this morning. First comment to my coffee post, he didn't drink coffee. He didn't like the smell of it. Okay, thank you for sharing. But what is it in us? That's the reprobate mind. What is it in us that we feel we have a right to take a dump in someone else's yard? I have a right to give my opinion. I have a right to speak. I have a right to say what I want to say. And all of that is true in a relative sense. But when you step into the realm of spirituality, consciousness, and you claim to be operating at a higher vibration, that's ego. That's ego that says that I have to complain right now just because I can. I have to say something negative now just because I can. Why not do with many of the other commenters on these posts do? Good morning. Peace and blessings. God's mother, Risha, don't drink coffee. But yet she can share what the real meaning of the post is. It's a portal for communication. It's a portal for coming together every day and saying, the God in me greets the God in you. So, you know, I'm not calling the brother out per se. You know, I'm obviously not going to say his name. But that's what I mean when I say check your demonstration. And when I say that, it's often not about what you said specifically or what you did specifically. It's just stepping back, being quiet, and observing. Observing how people interact, how they act, how they react, and what the real fueling motivation is. It's not always something we can put words to. It's not always something tangible. And you healers, you spiritualists, you psychics, you readers, you know exactly what I mean. It's just a knowing. It's an inner knowing. Most times you won't have any immediate evidence. And babies, children, toddlers have it innately. Innately. The baby's screaming, hollering, suddenly out of control. You might need to check that energy, if not the person that you are around, that you're exposing yourself and your family to and your children to, your loved ones to. We got to really go deeper. It's so much deeper than I am New Wabi and I am New Pooh. I am Muslim. I am Rasta. I am Christian. It's so much deeper than the words we attach to it, the framework we attach to it, the costumes we attach to it. There's a book out there that says having a form of godliness, but denying the very power thereof. And what that scripture means is, again, we can speak the language. There's a language that comes with certain paths. Those of us in Yoruba, Ifa, Santeria, we know Alafia, we know Ashe, we know Madope, you know, we know Shango, Yemaya, Oshun. And we will see that. We will see the color. We will see the picture and look beyond real. What's real is operative in the spirit. It can be expressed, excuse me, in a look, in an image, but it's most evident in spirit, how we act, how we interact with each other. And I have to tell you, I say it all the time, some of y'all COINTEL, you don't have me fooled. I know who you are. It's real obvious. You say you're about black. You say you're about the community. You say you're about peace and love. But your demonstration is very clear about what your real intentions are. And this is something that any healthy functioning spirit has to self-examine. Daily, weekly, annually, we have to self-check. We have to get up every day and do that prayer, do that meditation, stand before spirit, your ancestors, and ask those questions. Am I being true? Am I being legitimate? Am I being authentic? Are my intentions spirit or flesh, spirit or flesh, real or illusionary? And let me tell you, women, guard yourselves. If you think you're coming into consciousness, you're coming into spirituality as a direct result of trying to find a better man. This illusion of spirituality and religion has been used now for many years, hundreds of years, to perpetrate sex, to perpetrate meeting the next conquest. And many of you are very gullible to that. you know, Blessed Queen Empress, and you're melting, and you're not seeing the demons for who they might truly be. And it works both ways. Some of you sisters are doing the same thing, and it's very, very obvious. It's not hidden. It's not secretive. If you connect with me on Facebook and you see my picture and your first question is, what is my sex? You're blind. There's so much going on my page beyond what my sex might be, if I'm a male or a female. And you've given a conscious person your whole card. Because some of you, that's why you're present. You're looking for the next woman. You're looking for the next man. So we've got to move beyond that. We've got to move into what is true, what is pure, what is authentic, what is spirit. Get beyond arguments about religion. Get beyond arguments about politics. Get beyond arguments about what I may or may not be doing in the privacy of my own home, which is really not any of your damn business. But if you have to go there, I'm doing absolutely nothing more than what you see me do here each and every day. And those of you who have stepped out of the virtual realm into the real world, there are many, and I won't call names, but there are many who've come to New Orleans, who've been to Congo Square, who have caught me in my environment. This is indeed authentic. Authentic. There's no hidden mystery there, no hidden secret there. I mean, for heaven's sake, my entire family is on my Facebook page. If there was a mystery, don't you think there'd be some resistance there? There'd be some, come on. So we've got to step up and be true to who we are and get beyond appearances. Get beyond, oh, well, they black, so they must be okay. Oh, well, they white, so they must be the devil. You know, we've got to get beyond costumes and illusionary imagery. This is Hollywood, people. Hollywood. People can buy hair, buy face, buy butt, buy chest, and we're doing the same thing with our personalities. Many of us are losing personality with all this technology. You don't know how to say hello, good morning, the peace and blessing. We don't have any sense of etiquette anymore, any sense of respect anymore. And if you don't have it for the next guy, you don't have it for yourself. Again, there's this illusion in Western culture. Oh, I love me. It's all about me. I'm taking care of me. But if you can't show that to the weak, to the innocent, to the stranger, to the person who has done nothing to you, it's just another human soul-bearing life form, then chances are you're in denial. And somewhere there's a crack in your pottery. Somewhere there is a hole in your spiritual framework, if you will. And this is crucial to the foundation of my instruction on gritting. Some of you are moving forward, are changing diet, are changing your behavior, are doing affirmations, are spending time in spirit, are getting initiated, but you're finding blocks. Those blocks are within your grid work. So there are certain things that we check. In the coming days, we're going to develop a checklist of how to be sure you don't have holes in your defense system, in your grid work. It's almost like your body has a natural immune system, excuse me, which operates within the body to protect it from foreign invaders. But there are several layers involved in how we maintain that. What we eat, how we exercise, getting enough sleep, absolutely. But also what we think. It's a scientific provable fact. Your thinking can affect the strength or weakness of your immune system. Religion has been proven to affect the immune system, what people believe, their ability to think outside what's evident in front of them in the material realm. So all of this is crucial to a foundation of understanding before we can move forward truly in my instruction on gridding, grid work, how to energize a grid, how to expand a grid to include not only yourself, but maybe other people, other groups, maybe your work environment, home environment, how to grid more than one thing at one time. And, of course, as we get into more complex equations and formalizations, we will heavily rely on the usage of crystal, mineral, and stone to heighten those energies. Goddess Mother Varisha, for those of you who are on the phone lines, made a comment in the chat about people are using lots of these paths, magic, sex magic, to manipulate people. Some of them are using other forms of magic, not specific to sex magic. That's their ultimate goal. It's to make you the next conquest. It's to get in your pants. Preachers do it. Imams do it. Abalals do it. Orisha priests do it. No religion is free from this taint, which is why we need to be clear at any given moment of who we truly are, how we are truly operating. I'm going to take a quick intermission. We have about 15 minutes left in the show. I'm going to come back. I'll go to the phone lines. It looks like your hand is raised, Aminti. So right after the song, I'll come back to you unless you instruct me otherwise. Indeed, I am appreciative of each and every one of your divine being and presence here under the sound of my voice in this square circle of gods and goddesses in this sacred space and ceremony, and I will be forward momentarily. All is indeed a blessing. Ashe.
Oh, my.
give thanks, Alafia and Ashe, for indeed all is truly a blessing. I'm going to go back to our phone lines. Aminti Astrology, did you have another question, comment, or request?
I have a quick comment to what you had just said about people doing it just for the sake of trying to get a mate. And I want to make a quick comment because, you know, as I always said, I started this path very young. And one of the number one things I would hear very often is these men will promote a woman being with another conscious man and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm,
and I used
mm-hmm.
to actually have some that tried to get into my head and manipulate me, like, well, you know, why is your mate not here and what does he study and this and that. And I've been with my mate for like 6 years now, you know. Everything wasn't perfect, but I realized that if I had been with one of them, it wouldn't have, I don't even think it would have been so good as it is with who I'm with now. But the point I'm making is that we've grew together, you know, and this is the type of stuff that's going on out here.
That's right. That's right. That was a powerful testimony. That hits right to what I'm talking about. And you seem to have a clear understanding of what I'm talking about. And it's going on every day. It's not new. It's not unusual. But it does seem to be heightened for some reason, particularly right now when people are desperate in some cases, sad, oppressed, depressed, lonely, and feeling like they need something. And many are walking away from give thanks. Many of the quote-unquote organized religions of Caesar, which are not freeing people, are not truly liberating people, but there are those who blindly think that, you know, along with this shift, this transition will come no challenges and no challenger, and that's the illusion. That's where people fall into a ditch, as they say, if you will. Indeed, there are those who are only within these rooms, these walls, these circles to fulfill their own desires, their own motivations. They have their own agenda. Excuse me. And this does not speak specifically to the Vipers, but I'm speaking more specifically to us, to you, to each and every one of us as individuals. It's ultimately our responsibility to take control, responsibility, stewardship for our lives and our spiritual path. Can you be tricked? Absolutely. Can you be manipulated? Most definitely. If you allow yourself to be, if you allow the conditions to exist that allow for that trap to eventually manifest itself. But if you decide you want to be free, that you have to tune in to spirit and allow spirit to lead you and guide you into all truth. And these deceptions will become more clear, more obvious, more evident. Aminti and I were talking earlier about expressing profound revelations to clients who may, for whatever reason, not be ready, not be open. In fact, I posted on my Facebook yesterday a document called Why I Do Not Take First-Time Callers Live on live persons via the chat box. Now, I will take first-time callers via email on live persons who use the live persons chat to call me by phone, and always on King. I will take any call or request on King. But I'm most resistant to the live person's chat box, and I'm going to tell you why. It's set up incorrectly. After a certain amount of time, you automatically go into pay mode, and many of you know I'm $20 a minute on live person. So at that rate, I feel a certain responsibility, commitment, stewardship to provide the best experience, the best service, and I'm result-oriented. Well, that's hard to do in a minute or 2 minutes. And you often have people who are just voyeuristically exploring these psychic sites. So to pay $20 a minute just to entertain somebody for 60 seconds
and then have them expect their whole life to be transformed. It's just crazy. And it speaks to the shallow surface nature by which many of us approach religion, approach spirituality, approach ourselves, our life. And we're here for some serious business. Are we here to have fun? Absolutely. Enjoy life. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends. And reap the benefits of your labor. Absolutely. But life is a serious thing. Watch National Geographic if you don't believe me. Life is a very serious thing. And particularly those of us who are claiming spirituality and religion must take stewardship of what is happening within us as well as around us. We have some responsibility. And another form or manifestation of the retrobate mind is the person who has sort of tucked themselves away from society. You're reading your books, you have your understanding, you settled into your specific religious or spiritual path, but you very rarely leave your house. You're not doing anything in the community. You're not doing anything to give back to the planet, to life, to other human beings. This, too, is a form of the reprobate mind. There are many of those online who have a computer and they're Facebooking and they're multiplying and they're on MySpace and they're presenting this religious, spiritual, conscious front. But you don't see them interacting in that same manner with the outside world. This is a form of a reprobate mind. We think the illusion is self-protection. I'm going to tuck myself away, lock myself away in this house, in this room, in this neighborhood, and just do me, and I have no responsibility for what happens outside. Indeed, you are outside of the will of spirit by operating in this vein, and it is indeed another form of reprobate mind. There's another reprobate formation or manifestation where you have love for animals and no love for humankind whatsoever. You'll give everything you have. In some cases, it manifests in hoarding. No connection to humanity whatsoever. That's another form of a reprobate mind. And through gritting, we can block, protect from, as well as extend the reach of our own healing, protective, powerful, activating energy to other people by way of and use of gritting. And as we continue to build this foundation for understanding gritting, I will bring more and more information to you in coming day. I have about seconds left. I am appreciative for each and every one of you and your divine being and presence, particularly those within my Congo Square community who may be listening to me and local New Orleanians. I most certainly do appreciate you as well. And I invite each and every one of you to join me here again tomorrow, 12 noon U.S. Central Standard Time, here on Block Talk Radio with the Divine Prince, House of the Divine Prince, Thai Potions and Hoodoo Central Live, and an archive from this beautiful, legendary, historic, and enchanted city of New Orleans, Louisiana. Indeed, all is truly a blessing. Until then, Ashe.
What's mine? Now I know all that the chosen are few. There's no mountain that I can climb, though the valley is so wide. I'll be always driving constantly through. So someday I'll find somewhere I can be free. Get weary. By this I know I've
Thank you.